This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. French voters face a decisive choice July 7th in the runoff of snap parliamentary elections that could see the country's first far-right government since the World War II Nazi occupation, or no parliamentary majority emerging at all. Official results suggest the far-right National Rally Party stands a good chance of winning a majority in the lower house of parliament for the first time. In the first round, the National Rally arrived ahead with an estimated one-third of the votes, yet the outcome remains uncertain in the complex voting French voting system and political tactics. McGill University political science professor Terry Givens told VOA's International Edition program, this right-wing surge is something that's been building in France for nearly 30 years.
French voters are tired of the current government, Macron and his central party, and that the left has been relatively weak. And so one of the things to keep in mind is that the far right has been gaining traction with working class voters, and that's something that we've seen increasing over the years.
Israel released the head of Gaza's main hospital Monday as part of the release of 55 Palestinians who returned to Gaza for medical treatment. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Mohammed Abu Samia was detained in November when Israeli forces raided Shifa Hospital. Palestinian media airing video following his release on Monday. Abu Samia has accused Israeli authorities of mistreating Palestinian detainees, while Israel says such allegations are baseless. Palestinian health officials have said Israeli raids recklessly endanger civilians by forcing several hospitals to shut down or reduce services. Hospitals can lose their protection under international law if they're used for military purposes. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military reported carrying out attacks in response to militants firing 20 projectiles from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis at areas along the border into Israel. This is VOA News. Hurricane Beryl is bearing down in the southeastern Caribbean's Windward Islands Monday, where government officials are pleading with people to take shelter. The Category 3 storm at last report was carrying maximum winds of 195 kilometers per hour with higher gusts. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, Tobago, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. U.S. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan talked about what those islands can expect.
The potential for catastrophic hurricane force winds, life-threatening storm surge inundation, also the potential for very heavy rainfall, especially in the mountainous areas of places like Barbados and St. Vincent and the Grenadines as well. And then Beryl is expected to remain a powerful hurricane as it moves across the Caribbean Sea.
Some weakening is expected in the storm as it enters the Central Caribbean by midweek, though Beryl is forecast to remain a hurricane. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced his new government Sunday, with the former opposition parties getting 12 of 32 cabinet positions after the ruling ANC lost its outright parliamentary majority during elections earlier this year. The African National Congress, or ANC, which has governed the country since the end of apartheid in 1994, kept 20 out of 32 cabinet positions, including foreign affairs, finance, defense, justice, and the police. The largest coalition partner, the Democratic Alliance, or DA, will hold 6 cabinet positions, including home affairs, environment, and public works. DA party leader John Steenhuisen is the new Minister of Agriculture. He addressed the nation Monday and praised the new coalition government.
The time for collaboration has arrived. But this collaboration is not only between political leaders. Collaboration is now also required between the government of national unity and the people who voted to create it.
In the final day of its term for the year, the U.S. Supreme Court Monday is expected to decide the question of whether former U.S. President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Criminal charges were announced against former President Donald Trump in August of 23 by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. But Trump's lawyers say he's immune from prosecution because he was the president at the time. Observers say by waiting until now, the Supreme Court justices have reduced, if not eliminated, the chance Trump would stand trial before the November election. Last week, the court voted 6-3 to restrict the use of a federal obstruction charge that's been used against hundreds of January 6th defendants, including Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.